Blog Talk Radio.
What up, my peoples? Welcome to One in the Spirit. I'm your host, Vaughn Roberts. Happy Sunday, and welcome to the Law of Attraction theme show on the Sunday show. Some of y'all might be asking, why y'all be singing One in the Spirit? Actually, I don't know. Without money, y'all might know. Because I sure don't, but I like doing it. So I do it. It's what I do. Yay. What's good, my people? Welcome to the Sunday edition. One in the Spirit. Again, I am your host, Vaughn Roberts. I call in on another show, and dude, call me Vaughn Roberts. I guess you figure it out one of these days. So how you guys doing today? You know, a lot of you guys listen to this show archive, so pretend like it's Sunday, you know, play along. Pretend like, you know, it's Sunday. It is Sunday, actually, when I'm speaking this, so technically speaking, anyway, deal with other business. So, how you guys doing today? I'm great, greater than great. Today's show, I will go ahead and wrap up, I think. I never actually know how these things go. I'm going to go ahead and wrap up the Word Made Flesh. This was actually started by giving a tribute to a great woman who has had an influence on my life, lady named Dr. Keefa Lorraine Witherspoon, who transitioned or ascended from this plane of existence about a week and a half ago. That said, ladies and gentlemen, I did go out to, you know, memorial service yesterday. And I can either get in than I thought I was going to be getting there. And there, you know, for some reason I didn't know it was supposed to not be snowing yesterday, but it snowed. It was a beautiful day, all told. Actually, I didn't even stay for the whole service. I actually just went to pay my respects. And, you know, I got there. I didn't actually know anybody. I knew two people, all the two people. And then one of them people just recognized my face. But I was able to go ahead and pay my regards. And I found out some interesting stuff. You know, I might go into it on another show. But for right now, let me just say that today's and last week's subject of discussion was from actually from her book, and it's actually from a book called Standing in the Majesty of Grace. Again, this is one of the greatest books ever written, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? And if you get a chance to get it, if you're here in Detroit, I wouldn't recommend you try to go on Amazon and get it. I tried that a couple of years ago when I was in Hawaii. There was one copy on there for $1,200. If you got that bread, go get that. Because to be truthful with you, if you understand what I'm actually talking about, that book is worth every nickel, every copper pence of that $1,200 and then some. If you can actually get it, not as a collector's item, but to get it, to read it and assimilate it and, you know, put it into action, worth every penny of that $1,200 on Amazon. I ought to go check it out, but I don't got no time to be doing that. You know, because actually I get to doing stuff, and I can actually be talking about one subject. Next thing you know, I can be on Pluto. How the hell did I get here? I don't know. That's just what I do. You know me, I ain't never seen knowledge as I ain't like. I just put the coffee pot on, man. I ain't even started the coffee pot yet. Messing up, dog. Yeah, but my people, let me tell you something. I'm glad to be amongst you today. So I don't know why. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know why this does this, but my thoughts kind of attack me. You know, you don't want to do the show today. You know. And see, when you do stuff like that, when you get things like that, you know you must be doing something right. You know what I'm saying? Because if you're honestly about trying to be a service, you can tell I'm about being a service. This is not about being popular, but again, because I always tell you guys, I don't know who you are. I just got another follower yesterday. I know who she is. You know what I'm saying? But if, in fact, whenever anybody who follows this show listens to it, I know that happens very seldom. Any of the followers of this show actually on a regular basis, like, then not as I would do it. And when I say as I would do it, like, I'm a cat. I'm that cat where, like, I follow like two other shows or three other, in the last month or so. But two of them I listen to on a regular basis. One with numbers and one with astrology. And excuse me. And I get on them. Well, I didn't hit the link. I'm living file, man. Hold up, give me about 2 seconds. I send the link out. And I follow them. You know what I'm saying? And I know that from my show, they know when I follow. It's not about, do I know you following? Well, why are you following my show? It's not about that. It's about me being a servant. I do not know, to the best of my knowledge anyway. I do not know, ladies and gentlemen, most of the followers of my show. I mean, not the followers, the people who listen to it. Because, I just sent out the link right now. It goes to my Facebook page, and it hits whatever hits the news feed, and whoever's actually following my status, they know about it. And it hits my Twitter feed, which I can't even log into my Twitter account. I have two of them. I actually don't even know how to even really mess with Twitter. One of these days, I'm going to sit myself down and get proficient on these kind of things, you know, because some things are manifesting into my life, as you know, with writing and stuff like that. So I'm gonna have to actually know how to actually, you know, mess with a lot more of these social media networks. And you know, it's all good. You know, it's all good. That said, ladies and gentlemen, let me go ahead and get down to the gist of the matter today. I did again last week's show. I to speak on the word made flesh, but I wound up talking most of that hour or so that I was on about the great Dr. Kiefer Lorraine Witherspoon, as they call her nowadays, and I didn't get a sense of this yesterday when I went to talk to some people that were going on. They call her Ayana. They called her, or they still call her Ayana. Great woman here in the city of Detroit, but actually she was world-renowned, actually. That said, but this is from, and it's really, you know, when I say the synchronicity, ladies and gentlemen, is crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I go in this book right now, I'm holding it in my hand, and it's got a signed copy, and I actually feel the need to read the signed copy by the great Dr. Kiefer, that, you know, this book that I paid her $20 for. To Vaughn, may the sacredness of God's holy presence to bless your world. Sincerely, Dr. Kiefer, July 19, 2008. You got one of those? Some of y'all might, I don't know, but I don't know you, so it's like I'm the only one got one. I could pretend, don't know. Anyway, let me go back in here and go into this book real quick. If the synchronicity is crazy, in part 6, where this book actually starts at, and what is actually the subject matter is actually the word made flesh. And it actually has the scripture where it actually came from, which actually, to me, even in my youth, when I was, you know, I used to hold these back in my holy roller days. Holy rollers, you know how we do. It's part 6. It has the scripture. It's on this particular page. All that's there is part 6, the word made flesh. And John, St. John, first chapter. You know, I just now saw this. 1:14. St. John, first chapter, the 14th verse. If you look at it right now, 1:14 adds up to 6. I just saw that one just now. I'm like, of all the times I've looked at that, I just saw this. But as I alluded to last week, ladies and gentlemen, I was talking about as soon as this coffee pot finished doing what it's doing, it's just embarrassing, man. Let me go step over here. Let for you two guys who don't know, that's the coffee pot. That's around in the background. Let me let it do what it's doing. Now, for those who listened last week and those who may not have, I alluded to something last week that not necessarily that I hold anybody as a mentor. But actually, I believe that as within, so without, as above, so below, or as the great Dr. Minister Saladin would say, as above, so within. I believe that everything out here is a reflection of us from within, right? So, having said that, ladies and gentlemen, she did not teach me numerology, and I thought about this for as much as I love astrology. Numerology was actually the first one I came in contact with through this book that I'm holding in my hand, starting on page 52. 252. Actually, when I did that, when I got that book, ladies and gentlemen, when I got that book, I was like, yo, and I ran across that section. From that point on, which is, would be July of 2008 sometime, I count. Anytime the bus rolls up, the bus number may be like 2, 2, 3, 4, 5. I already know. 2 plus 2 is 4 plus 3 is 7 plus a 5 and a 4 makes 16. So 6 plus 1 plus 6 is 7. I've been doing that ever since I came across that. But one of the things I found out about myself, I came across this knowledge and found out that I am a double digit. Now, in numerology, it's 0 to 9. As a matter of fact, let me do you guys the justice of getting that where I got it from. And I'm going to read this from. Oh, I got it. I did smart. I got it. What's it called? I got a bookmarker in there. It says this. There are 9 basic numbers, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, plus the number 0, which has no value in summation. All numbers greater than 9 are added together or reduced until you get a single digit, with the exception of the double-digit numbers, 11, 22, 33, etc., which receive no further reduction. These double-digit numbers are referred to as master numbers and indicate a desire to operate from a higher vibration where the master numbers occur. So, did that. Turns out I was actually a 33. September 10th, 1967. Add that up, it counts to 33. Depends on how you add it, though. You know what I'm saying? For 33, for like the last year and a half until I started following the show Dax Got Your Numbers, I was under the impression that I was a 42-6 as opposed to 33-6. But my man put me in put my numbers in some software, and he brought me back out as a 33. Now, this is ironic because this is right before she ascends from this plane of existence. And as this would be like one of the main things that I was impressed upon my life with her, and I'm looking at the clock right now, it says 11:13, and 1 plus 1 plus 1 is 3 plus 3 is 6. So there's synchronicity there, is what I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen. It's right there. It's always around you. Do you realize that it's always communicating with you? The only caveat being here, ladies and gentlemen, do you recognize it? Now, this actually ties in pretty nicely to what we're going to discuss today. The word became flesh, because most of us have this thing where we talk about flesh. Most of us have this thing when we're talking about flesh. We were conceived. Mom and pops got together. You know, pop shot you out the shaft. Mom's gestated you. You came up out the womb. I am. We think that's the I am of it. When in real truth, ladies and gentlemen, that story started a whole lot more before we actually came up out the womb. The truest thing I ever wrote. Yeah, yeah. Now, you say the word made flesh. I don't know if I'm saying the word became flesh, but I was thinking about it on the way home Friday. I'm like, you know what? Did it become flesh or is it the word made flesh? But actually, you think about it, the word, and I talked about this Friday on the Friday night hangout. Something for some reason, I meant to move further ahead in the flow of the information I'm trying to get out on the Friday night hangout, but something kept me stuck right there, kept on talking about the infinite one, infinite intelligence, intelligent infinity, infinite energy. Yeah, all that kind of stuff. When you find yourself, ladies and gentlemen, there's a couple of ways to look at this. When you find yourself in a body, do you realize that you go through the greater part of your life? You go through the greater part of your life asleep. And I'm not talking about like I just woke up out of the bed and got up. You have like walking around right now listening to me. You are in a daze even as we speak. When you become aware, and what was the first thing when I was talking about Friday on the Friday night hangout? I was coming out of a book called The Law of One, and it actually tied directly in. It actually tied directly in to what I talk about out of the hidden hand of the Illuminati, the dialogue with the hidden hand with the Illuminati, when it starts talking about the infinite one, becoming aware. What I'm telling you is you are becoming aware whether you want to or not. See, those who want to stay stupid, see, that's that part of us. If I could put an analogy on it for you real quick, when I'm talking about this awareness. See, firstly, you don't come aware, start waking up, and then, oh, hell, I don't want to do this, and you can't go. It's technically impossible for you to even try to go back to the stupider that you were in. You feel me? But now, the second way of looking at that is, it's like if you get up out of the bed. And you meant to get up like I've been doing a lot of times over the last month. Oh, my God. I can tell you some stories. It's like you get up out of the bed. You want to get up at 6. But somehow or another, you just wind up going right back to sleep. That part of you that wants to be lazy, that wants to stay asleep, that doesn't want to, that doesn't want you to get up and go out and go do great stuff, that doesn't want you to become awake, that wants to stay just simply sleep. You feel me? That's an analogy, if you would, of what happens with us a lot of time when we try to go to sleep. Now, what happens is, firstly, let me put it to you like this. There are things, ladies and gentlemen, if I may, there are things that when I say the word made flesh, the flesh is not you. See, the thing is, it's an outward manifestation of you. I always say this, ladies and gentlemen, the physical is nothing more than an outward manifestation of spirit. I see I got a caller on the line, but let me get this thought out, and I'll let the caller have any comments, questions, or comments, anything like this. But sometimes when that flow is going, I got to keep the gravy train going. I'm messing around and get lost. That said, ladies and gentlemen, and I say this a lot on this show. I say this from a book. It's in part 4 of the Master Key System. I don't have a caller anymore. It's all good. I say this from the Master Key system. The I is not the physical body. The physical body is something which the I uses to plan, think, it's used to carry out its purposes. I is not the mind. The mind is something which the I uses to plan, think, and reason. That's basically what that comes to. So, basically, when you get down to it, when you say the word made flesh, there was a lot that went into that. That not only is that not the end, that's like kind of like the, in one sense, it's the end result. But if you actually look at your flesh, you actually pay attention to it, it's constantly moving. What happens? We become babies. We incarnate into these infant bodies. Obviously, I'm walking around right now with what's perceived and what we perceive to be our reality as a grown man. You know what I'm saying? Certain things have a little bit larger than I was once upon a time. You know what I'm saying? Too weighty on some places, muscly some places, hairier some places, you know. It's consistently moving. Like I spoke to, this is something that Dr. Kiefer put me up on a few years ago. The human body is approximately 70 trillion cells. At every moment, every second, so many billion, I don't know the exact, I forget the billions, but so many billion, a real 70 trillion cells, they die. But every second, every minute, 1.7 million are born. What happens, what they form into is actually are controlled by what you think. Basically, what you think, what you would think, and how you think, your thought processes, you know what I'm saying, whether it's active or mental impulses, active or passive, you know, active is fresh impulses. Passive is an active impulse that become habit or automatic. Depending on how your program is, what those cells actually form into. So technically speaking, ladies and gentlemen, technically speaking, you don't like the way something is going with your body, you can just simply fake it into the way you want to do. You don't have to actually do anything, really, technically, besides thinking. Now, thinking puts other things into motion. You know what I'm saying? Say if you like one, or you don't like the way your midsection is, all you have to do is think some things. Next thing you know, things will manifest in your reality to get that done. See, this is why when I say I love that one part of the Bible, the first two verses of the Bible. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Then the earth, which was out form and void, or void without form. I should have looked that up. But I actually just downloaded the Bible apps because I wanted to read that first chapter of John, St. John. And for some reason or another, you can always, the synchronicity is crazy, my people. I download the app, right? And I go in, and biggest shoot guard is on. I just freshly downloaded that app to my tablet, to my Kindle tablet, Kindle HD Fire tablet, which I bought last year. And I just now downloaded that app. do you know that when I say I hit read and it went straight to the first chapter of St. John, St. John 1:1, which is where the actual scripture actually meets that, is actually sitting at what we're talking about from, you know, this book from the great Dr. Kiefer Lorraine Witherspoon. The first chapter of Genesis is telling you some beautiful stuff. Let me go ahead and take a quick sidebar real quick, because oftentimes people try nowadays. Now I'm gonna set it up real good for you. I gotta get some stuff out. I do not go to church. I do not attend. I don't matter if I don't attend any church. Matter of fact, this show is not a religious show. I do not believe in religionizing. Yes, I know religionizing is not a word, but I do not really believe in religionizing anything. Religionizing is what cats went wrong and put a superstitious spin on the power that you actually have. And we did it. We did it to ourselves. It's like the great Seven Beaumont said one time on a show I was listening to on Blog Talk, that we are nothing more than prisoners of our own perfection. Now, that said, a lot of people nowadays seek to discredit the Bible, if you would. Now, my personal view of this is, yes, the Bible was put together to control men's minds. But at that same token, I understand the Bible's infallibility. That is not a contradictory statement. In other words, simply have the incorrect interpretation of what it is we're actually saying to ourselves. Remember now, we left this for ourselves. You know what I'm saying? I tell you all day long, look here. God, the infinite, the universe, the absolute, these are in our plane of, or in our finite conception of things, are symbols of something we can't actually grasp the unimaginable scope of. So before you even talk about God, that's something we did for ourselves. Not to say anybody's duping anybody or anybody, you know, none of that. This is not what I'm getting at, ladies and gentlemen. What I'm actually getting at, if you would, is our interpretation of these things was wrong. Our interpretation of ourselves was wrong. Well, I take this back. I take that back in a sense. Our interpretation of these things was wrong, but again, it had a purpose why we would actually interpreted as wrong. I'm the first to tell you that Satan get kicked, Lucifer getting kicked out of heaven, that made no sense to me. This is why I don't actually hang out with people who actually subscribe to Satan's view. You're going to do what you're going to do. I'm not going to hang out with you because I'm not going to be arguing with you. And, you know, I'm technically speaking, it is impossible for me to do it. I'm getting tired of kicking my own ass, if you would. All of the things you get that they bother you, they poking you, they do it. It's something within you because you are going, you're not doing what's most true to you. Now, I'm not saying anybody's lying. I'm just saying people, we've had an incorrect assumption. Let me go throw a wrench in my own game, if you would. One point in time in life, ladies and gentlemen, that interpretation worked. It served its purpose. Not to just sit down, and it's not necessarily that it kept you in the dark, which it did, but we needed to be in the dark at that particular time of the evolution of things. You feel me? Why do you think all the great sages, all the great people that we know, they wind up, you're like, huh? How did that happen? When they get kill. How you kill somebody like Gandhi? All he want to do is be like, man, look here, man. It's all be love, man. Oh, let's get him. What? How do you assassinate Dr. Martin Luther King? How do you do these things? How do you point, you know what? Technically speaking, you can say all day long, well, they trying to do this, they trying to do that, they trying to hold this thing. I guarantee you this. The first show I ever did, ladies and gentlemen, go ahead and say that thing real quick. Yeah. The first show that I ever did on Blog Talk Radio is entitled, now you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/oneinthespirit. That'll be the O-N-E variety of One in the Spirit, not the number one. One in the Spirit, and go to the very first, scroll all the way down. This is like 121 today. I'm actually in 121 too. This is like episode 121. Go down to the first one. It's going to say, now that you know, what are you going to do? And what I'm making this point is, what the point of that show was, yes, you said all this, the Illuminati, the New World Order, and all this kind of stuff. You know this, what you're going to do. Everybody complained, nobody going to do nothing. You ain't going to do nothing, dog. He punched me in the lip, but I pushed him back. You ain't going to do nothing, dog. Now, what am I getting at, ladies and gentlemen? What I'm saying to you, ladies and gentlemen, I guarantee you, there is nothing in any plane of nothing that can hold you back when you are on point. There's nothing that's going to ever stop you from being on point. The only thing that can do that is you. Let me say it again. The only thing that can hold you back is you. And that's you deciding to not wake up. Now, the word made flesh, let me just go ahead and throw this in there. If you're looking at things in your life, you have disease in the body, you have lack, you have imbalances, got a bunch of BS going on in your life, if you perceive it, that might mean that you're not in alignment with your truer self. Because technically speaking, ladies and gentlemen, your body is a snitch. Snitches. Jose Canseco just snitching because he finished. Snitching. Oh, I got this backache, I got this rash. What you doing? Where are you going on? What my mother had. Nope. Well, technically speaking, this could be. But that's one of those family generational things, curses. Well, you know, because really, the human family is nothing but a repeating theme or repeating pattern, if you would. Word made flesh. If you understand, look, I ain't going to get too deep in it. You know what I'm saying? Now, we're talking about word, right? I was about to make the point a little earlier about what I was talking about Friday on the Friday Night Hangout. We was talking about love or logos. The original version of John, where it says in the beginning, was the word. Word was with God, the word was God. That original version says the logos. Huh? I got that from Dr. Kiefer too. But it come natural to me though, so I ain't biting. But as we one in the same anyway, one in the spirit. It's the show where your host be using stuff to get out of stuff. But that's the truest thing I ever wrote though. Actually, I kind of say it more different than her. She's a woman anyway, but I'm a man. But I mean, I say it in my own way. Your body is a snitch. The word or the logos, that is a divine principle. What is the creator? A focused point. of intention. If you see yourself in a body, and I said this a few years, I said this a few shows ago, I mentioned it. You had to be a master at creating or manifesting before you got on this plane of existence in the first place. Your mother and father didn't just have sex and have you. That's cause and effect, my people. You know, I always get mad. I don't get mad. I saw something on Facebook where there was a family. It was like six generations of mothers and daughters, but the youngest one was a baby, obviously, and her mother was 16. And somebody had commented, "Look at this, 16 and pregnant." I was like, "So what?" Now, I do not advocate teen pregnancy, but if that baby incarnated into a 16-year-old, that was set into motion way before. And then on top of that, really, let me go on and give it to you straight with no chaser. If it's really a problem, why did you make it that some of these young ladies could conceive at that age any damn way? I don't mean to go really like that, but yes, I do. May not hold you up. Because this goes to that thing what I'm talking about, with people's ideas of stuff. If you understand what I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, if you understand the conscious mind, subconscious mind, how that works, and this all goes into the word made flesh. You see what I'm saying? Your conscious mind, before your flesh is there, your mind is there. Everything is mind. Flesh comes after the mind, after the thought. When I actually get into those things on the Friday night hangout, ladies and gentlemen, I suggest you pay attention to it. Because it's actually within you. What are you? You are not the body. The eye is not the physical body. The physical body is something which was the eye used to carry out its purpose. What is that purpose? You are purpose. You are purpose. I need to, you know, you go be somebody's kid. No, that's not the case. The word made flesh, ladies and gentlemen. Thought. If you understand the things you speak, now first you're saying word. What is a word? Is it something is that letters? A group of stuff? That's going to come. That's going to come on. That's going to have to be on a Sunday show, because that was a little deep. The actual alphabet has vibratory thing. You understand that moving. This is a hermetic principle, the law of vibration. Everything is moving. Everything really is numbers, ladies and gentlemen. Do you know you can break the letters in your name down into numbers? I'm going to give it to you straight with no chaser. Everything about me is threes, sixes, and nines. You put the number nine against any combination of numbers, it'll come out to that. It'll come out whatever. Take the nine, put it by itself, everything else. Whatever those sum of numbers, like I'm looking at the clock, it's 11:39. Technically speaking, that's going to be 5. I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to show you how to do this. Now, if I take the 9 and I leave it by itself, just the 9. 1 plus 1 is 3, that's 5. I just said it's 5 right now. But even if I put the 9 in there, 1 plus 1 is 2, plus 3 is 5, plus 9, 14. 1 plus 4 is 5. All of that makes a difference, ladies and gentlemen. You can break your name down into letters. You're not breaking the numbers down in letters, so that you could do some crazy stuff like that. But you know what I'm saying? You might do something like, instead of taking the 9 in September 10th, and you might break down the letters in September. I don't know. I haven't actually done that yet, but it actually might come to 9. You never know. I was even born in the 9th month. You know what I'm saying? Everything, ladies and gentlemen, about me is threes, sixes, and nine. There are no mistakes made. Like I told you, I tell you guys this on a few shows. break your numbers down. Break your life down. Stop living your life from January 1st to December 31st. Start living your life. Let your new year be your date of birth, and then your New Year's Eve be the day before your birthday that next year. Break that down into 3-4 month increments. What you do, what you'll find is if you go over, say, do 18 years, you'll find there's a repeating pattern in your life. The word made flesh, ladies and gentlemen. Repeating patterns. What do you see when you read scripture? See, there's no mistakes made. Again, let me go back to what I was talking about a little earlier. We were going to be in that stupider. The question becomes, ladies and gentlemen, did you know what you were doing? What do I always say about the law of attraction? The secret. The secret wasn't a secret. The secret is that you were doing what they were talking about in the law of attraction at every measurable increment of time. The caveat being, do you know what it is you were doing? Were you aware of it? Now, what I'm telling you is, again, what I'm about to tell you is a repeating pattern, ladies and gentlemen. Do you not realize in your family line you are a repeating pattern? Do you not realize as a species you are a repeating pattern? That's a pattern that repeats itself, but it's still moving. Instead of the circle just going and going and going and going like circles, matter of fact, take a good look at the heavens. Look at how the earth goes around the sun. And all other planets have their orbits and things of this nature. There's a repeating pattern, but they're continually moving. Continual pattern, ladies and gentlemen, but it's continually moving. Remember, as within, so without. So, as all of this is what they would call in the law of one, an illusory image or a holographic type image that, again, you are making. When the word made flesh, you understand what this flesh is actually doing? It's more than you going to college and getting a degree and being educated. It's more than you getting a job or you having kids and being married. All of these things are having some kind of purpose of getting you to where it is, your destiny or your actual. See, that's kind of. I don't want to actually use destiny, if you would. Because if I say destiny, that means you're going to go, your life is going to go on a certain pattern, and that's it. And that's not necessarily the case, because it's like we speak of, we talk about numbers and things of this nature. People, they call in for these readings, numerology and astrology. Do you see this? What do you see? See, astrology and numerology is not prediction. The best way to predict the future is to create it. Now, you're going to do certain things within that whole grand scope. But really, prophecy, technically, ladies and gentlemen, is only possibilities. What are we talking about when I'm in the law of attraction, not the law of attraction, but the law of one, excuse me, and the infinite, we're talking about event space, small possibilities and potentialities. What is the first, ladies and gentlemen, distortion of infinite intelligence, intelligent infinity? The first distortion is free will, then light, then love. So when I'm talking to you about stuff out of, say, the Beyond the Source materials by a gentleman named Guy Steven Needler, and he talks about these 12 source entities, right? 12 source entities who were created by what we call the origin in this case. 12 source entities who created 12 environments for learning. Or, like the great Deepak Chopra put it, says that God, and I say this term loosely, go ahead, and if it's the infinite, it's the universe, it's the absolute, go with whatever you're going with. But Deepak says God is static. There is nowhere that God is not, in other words. No, God is omnipresent. And the best way I like to say that omnipresent thing is from a quote that a gentleman named Wallace Waddle said from a book called The Science of Getting Rich. Wallace Waddle said, there's a thinking stuff from which all things are made, which in its original state permeates, penetrates, and fills the inner spaces of the universe. Stop at that point right there. That's all I want to say. Feels it, permeates, penetrates, and feels the inner spaces of the universe. There's nowhere it is not. So Deepak is saying God is static. There is nowhere that God is not. The only thing that God cannot get away from is itself. Huh? Only thing God cannot get away from is itself. So we are all way of God getting away from himself. You use the analogy. I haven't used this one in a while. Let's use the earth as an analogy. The whole earth. You know, the earth is covered with two-thirds of the surface of the earth is covered with water. Right? So as that's the larger part, as we perceived it, let's call that God, the infinite, the universe, the absolute, whatever you're going with, go with. Wow. Second, pour me a little coffee, you know I'm getting, sure my vocals will stay straight, and give me a couple seconds. God is the infinite, the universe, the absolute, that's water, that covers the earth, because it's a larger part, right? Now, you take a cup, like this coffee cup I'm about to be holding in my hand, and you take it down the ocean, and you'd be like, bam, all right, I dip it into that thing, what we call God, the infinite, the universe, the absolute, whatever you're going with, go with, right? So you say, what is in that cup that I just dipped into the infinite, the God, the infinite, the universe, the absolute, whatever you're going with, go with. What is the difference between what's in that cup and right back out there in the vast expanse? None. Only one of degree. Because once you take that, ladies and gentlemen, that I got in the cup, and I poured right back out there into the vast expanse, How can you tell what was right back in that cup? What part of that was that vast expanse? Again, what we call the God, the infinite, the universe. How can you tell what part of that was in that cup? You can't. It all goes back to this infinite. So really, the thing with what they speak about in the Origin Speaks and Beyond the Source books 1 and 2, and the History of God, all of these books about a gentleman named Guy Steven Needler. Look him up if you're interested. Talks about the origin, creating the 12 source entities. Source entity 1 of those 12 is purported to be what created the reality that we're in right now. We are offshoots of, with even. We're all shifts of what they would call the origin of it. It's just simply stuffed down in the creational spiral. Remember, you are nothing but a point of focus. See, this body, the Word made flesh, is simply The word made flesh is simply a point of focused awareness. Remember, your body is walking around right now. It says it in the, it speaks to it in the second part of, or third part, one of them two, of the Master Key System, written by a gentleman named Charles Hanel, where it speaks to the greater, you can't stop your heart from pumping, the way your blood flows. You don't have any control over that. You know what I'm saying? Those things are beyond our conscious control at this particular point. Now, we're going to go to that. You know what I'm saying? You can say that's an escrow, if you would. Now, our species, our awareness is evolving towards those things. But at the same token, ladies and gentlemen, those things, how did it say it in the book? You don't have the slightest comprehension of the modus operandi, of the MO. You got a clue about the MO. So, with that said, ladies and gentlemen, what they talk about in these books is that the origin became aware, or as it's spoken of in the dialogue with the Hidden Hand with the Illuminati. Matter of fact, I'm going to read it for you. This is all having to do with the word made flesh. Let me get out of this particular. Go here. What am I looking for? Google. Google time. And I'm going to pull it up again. Dialogue. Oh, you know what? I meant to tell y'all. Let me tell y'all about this. I went out last night with two Hooters and watched the UFC fights. Oh, my God. Oh, that main event was the main two events with some good fights, man. But the favorites lost, both of them. People getting choked out. And, oh, my goodness. This is all bad. With the hidden. And there we go. Now, let me go down a little bit. I don't want to get too off track. The flow is going real good right now. For as long as you are incarnating on this planet, you're in the very nature of your being here, the cage of that. There is the reason why we're here. And here is very likely not willing. What you think here, obviously. How do you become free? Working by working out where you are and coming to an understanding of why you are here. We're fast running out of time to do so before the coming harvest. Those that don't make it, people can not go ahead and say that. The hell? Now, the Infinite One. In the beginning, there's the Infinite One, the source of all. This is the source of all intelligent infinity. This is the undifferentiated absolute. Within it is unlimited potential waiting to become. Think of it as your uncarved block of your Taoist tradition. Infinite intelligence, becoming aware of itself, seeks to experience itself, and one infinite creator is born or manifest. In effect, the creator is a point of focus. Infinite consciousness. Oh, let me ask you something. You, ladies and gentlemen, are what one would call a point of focused infinite consciousness. or awareness into infinite intelligent energy. The one infinite creator, also becoming self-aware, seeks to experience itself as creator, and in doing so, begins the next step down the creation spiral. So what am I getting at right now? Firstly, if you understand that you are not the body, oh, you know what, actually, let me get that something down here. Let me read that whole thing. The one infinite creator in focusing infinite intelligence becomes intelligent energy, which you could call the great central sun, and divides itself into smaller portions of itself. See, it's dividing itself into smaller portions of itself. The thing is, remember a repeating pattern? Your body the flesh is a repeating pattern of this. Understand sacred geometry. And actually, we're not even going to touch on sacred geometry. Just going to make it real simple for you. Remember, your body is, the human body is 70 trillion cells approximately. But it all started from one. See what I'm saying? A conglomerate, an aggregate, if you would. Now, all of that, now, if you follow what I'm saying to you, it's a repeating pattern of this. What do you think Solomon, in all his wisdom, when he was writing in the book of Ecclesiastes, what do you think he was talking about? It keeps repeating. But even now, that cycle is about to be broken into another. It's about to go to its next stage. You are perceiving it at that particular stage. Let me go back into what I'm reading right here. It divides itself into smaller portions of itself that can then, in turn, experience themselves as creators. There you go. In other words, each sensor sun or creator is a step down in conscious awareness from the original thought. So, in the beginning, was not the word, but thought. The word is thought expressed and made manifest as creator. What? Now do you see what I'm talking about right now? The word or the logos. It actually speaks to the logos in this particular dialogue as well. Let me see if I can hit that for you real quick. Lifeblood, the light. I guess we're talking about the logos and the light. There we go. Now, using the law of free will, each universal logos designs and creates its own version or perspective of physical reality in which to experience itself as creator. Now, what am I saying to you, ladies and gentlemen? Am I saying to you what I was saying? I was saying to you that you weren't just born. You incarnated. You chose your parents. According to, you know, like, yo, she looks like a jovial young lady and all that, but certain aspects of things that you needed. Look at your birth chart and look at your birth chart in astrology. It'll tell you these things if you have the Buddha eye to see it. If you have the Buddha eye to see it, it will actually tell you this type of stuff. What am I saying to you, ladies and gentlemen? Saying this. You put yourself here, you know what I'm saying, to create, but we forget what we've done. You know what I'm saying? The word made flesh. Adam. Now, the word was made flesh, right? So, you know, what is that saying? If you're saying the logos, that you are a focused point of infinite awareness and making your own physical reality, that says that before you were actually in a body, and again, you can see this through you can see this through your birth chart. If you don't know how to read it, get somebody to read it for you. Trust me. There's a couple of shows I can do it for you, but y'all probably, I don't know if y'all like understand what I be talking about, but there's a couple of shows you can actually go on. One of them 11 at night on Wednesdays, it's only a half hour though. It's called Access Astrology. Look it up. Access, the ACC. Yeah, Access Astrology. Another one is Astro Energy. I've had reading from both of them, and I'm not dumb to that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not unlearned. You ain't just telling me anything. I have a clue about what it is if you're talking about the right stuff. When I talk about astrology, numerology, all that stuff like that, ladies and gentlemen, believe me, it all runs together for me. You know what I'm saying? It's like if you put on a plate, you put mashed potatoes, vegetables, some kind of meat product, and cornbread. If you just stir it up, all of this all going to the same place anyway. That's what it's like for me. So I recognize it. So I wasn't unlearned to this effect. It's with either the numbers or the tarot or the astrology. I was already clued into this. You know what I'm saying? But when I'm talking about like the law of attraction is not just I'm going to manifest the car. What are you manifesting the car? You feel me? You know, it's that's not simply what it's about. And we don't realize this, ladies and gentlemen. You know what I'm saying? If you get a chance, if you're here in Detroit or you know, get somebody to order that for you, you can call over there to the Sankofa Network. I'm probably sure they have plenty of copies for the great doctor. Plenty of doctors and plenty of people over there get it. You got to grab that book, Standing in the Majesty of Grace. And I'm talking to you out of part six, The Word Made Flesh. What you're going to see there, it starts talking about the mind in there. Then the last chapter in that particular section, because they're pretty short chapters and they're straight to the point. And they're talking about the flesh, basically. The word is made flesh. See, the word made flesh, a lot of went into that. In scripture, I know it says that in the first chapter, Genesis, or second chapter, third chapter, even second chapter, where it says God got down on his hands and knees and he fashioned Adam. And understand this is allegorical, you know what I'm saying? But to understand everything, like I was alluding to earlier, you know, the beginning of God created the heavens and the earth was void and without form. And, you know, all that stuff. You got to understand, you are actually shaping these things. All of that, you have the power to shape it. So with that, I'm going to let you go for the day. You know, I've been talking long, but the flow was good. The flow was good. But understand this, the word made flesh, that means that you are creating. Become aware. Firstly, understand this. Ladies and gentlemen, understand what I'm telling, what I'm actually getting to you at. The word made flesh means that you are that part of the Creator, which is many, 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 manyness. It's finite, but it's manyness which has no end. Grasp that concept. But you are, in effect, the Creator, breaking off from itself to create realities, to experience itself. You have the power to create. And that's something in here, matter of fact, I got to read something before I let you go, ladies and gentlemen, because it came. I was looking at it, and it, you know, you harness that energy of the mind, your thoughts create your reality. That's not what I wanted to read, but it made sense. every human being has the ability to completely control his or her own mind. Sometimes we curse the effect while we nurture the cause. No, that's not it. Mind-body connection is talking about shape-shifting, virtual reality. Let's read this first verse, so this first, not a verse, but the first paragraph. We are multidimensional creatures of a higher order. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. The past, present, and future exist simultaneously. The body presents the past, the subconscious mind. The mind represents the future, the conscious mind, and the spirit presents the present, the superconscious mind. I said, remember, I'm going to let it go at this. This is from Dr. Kiefer's book, The Standing of the Majesty of Grace. This is from chapter 30, The Word Made Flesh. Your body is a shadow of your mind. Remember, every thought, word, and feeling manifests after itself a response or reaction in the body. Positive thoughts and words can produce health, strength, and vitality. Negative thoughts and emotions produce imbalances and toxicity and create cleansing phenomena erroneously labeled and rejected as illness, discord, disharmony, distress, discomfort, and disease. Errors in judgment over many lifetimes and generations have produced layers of dense toxicity and have resulted in severe and extreme cleansing phenomena. Cleansing phenomena, illness and diseases, can result from the ego games you may be trapped in and the fears driving them. Disorder, distress, and disease result from the erroneous thinking, your ego-driven tendencies, your divine nature, God, is seeking to purify, erase, correct, or release. So to start with that, ladies and gentlemen, get away from that toxic. Get away from the, now you're going to do what you're going to do, but it's just my suggestion from Vaughn Robert of One in the Spirit. Again, this is the show where you're the host, you know, you're the cause and I'm the effect. And thanks for giving me something cool to do, of course, but this is the show where you get away from the religionizing and get to understanding that you are God body. Now, with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to let it go for the day. That said, I am going to be back Friday, depending on what time going on in my schedule. But I'll be back on the Friday night hangout. That'll be the March 11th edition. That said, ladies and gentlemen, I am going to be back on next Sunday as well. But in the meantime, if you'd like to call in for the next show, if you're listening to this, you'd like to listen live, I always send out the links. Sometimes I post on Facebook. I didn't post on Facebook beforehand today. But if you'd like to call in, have comments, or you want to join in the discussion, again, not arguing, but joining on the discussion, that'll be area code 646. The way I'm telling you now, it's the only way you can actually cue you on to the show. If you click on the link, I can't do it. I don't even know you're there. Matter of fact, there's somebody there now, I'm quite sure. But I don't know where you are. I don't know you're there. That said, you can call in to 646. 787-1879. I say again, area code 646-787-1879. And you can actually listen to the live as well via the link that comes out on Facebook, Twitter, or Blog Talk Radio. Again, I do not know you're there, but you can. You're always appreciated and always welcome. Also, the archive show, this is like show 121, I think. You can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/oneinthespirit. Again, that is the O-N-E variety of One in the Spirit. And everything that I've ever done is on there. Go check some of that out. Check out my evolution, evolution of serving you, if you would. With that, again, I'll be back on Friday for the Friday night hangout, and I will be back next Sunday again. With that said, ladies and gentlemen, I'm your host, Vaughn Roberts. Show where you're the cause and I'm the effect. Thanks for giving me something cool to do, and I'm chucking them deuces. Onesies.